This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 523, entitled, If You're Not a Female Masculist, You Can't Be My Girlfriend. Description. This flyer spells out the necessity for a potential girlfriend to be a female masculist if she is to have any chance of being compatible with a masculist, since masculists feel such passion against and such a hatred for what the fluffies and fluffy feminists are doing to men, that is, manslaving them and financially crucifying them in the divorce courts. Unless the potential girlfriend shares the same burning sense of injustice against these oppressions of men, then she will be swept left immediately by masculists. When most men become infected with the masculist virus, women will be forced to become bi-conscious, or they will rot on the shelf. The flyer itself. If you're not a female masculist, you can't be my girlfriend. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. The above sounds like a masculist slogan that may prove to be useful in the future when masculists approach potential girlfriends when filtering them for suitability, compatibility. Masculists feel so passionately with a burning sense of injustice at what happens to men in the divorce courts with the decades-lasting financial parasitic manslavery of fluffies, that if a potential girlfriend does not feel similarly, then that relationship is doomed, especially if the woman is a real monoconscious feminazi bigot type who thinks, who has been brainwashed all her life, that gender oppression is a one-way street. Such women are anathema to masculists, so get rejected immediately out of hand as potential girlfriends on e-dating sites. If you are female and reading this, and you have no idea what I'm talking about, then consider the following historical analogy. Imagine I ask you, what would your feelings be towards your next door neighbor if you were reliably informed that he owned a diamond mine in Africa and used Negro slaves to mine the diamonds? You would probably hate him. Imagine I then ask you, quote, why would you hate him? You would probably answer, quote, because he is a slaver. He's forcing people to work for him for free by applying force on them, denying them their freedom, coercing them. As a masculist, I would say to you, fair enough, but that is also what fluffies do to men. So do you also hate fluffies? That question would probably stop her in her tracks, since to answer yes to that question requires a woman to have made a real change in her level of masculist consciousness, since she has been brought up with the expectation that, quote, men exist on this earth to pay for women to have babies. End quote. This attitude is deeply ingrained in women who feel very threatened when masculists tell them that fluffies are manslavers, whom masculists feel a real hatred for, that we exterminate them slowly by totally ignoring them, forcing them to die slowly, rotting on the shelf. Masculists have a burning sense of injustice at what fluffies do to men, That is, manslaving them for decades of men's lives, expecting men to work for them so that women can stay at home, raising her kids in a middle-class house that he pays for. But since married fathers now face a one chance in four, in brackets, half of marriages fail, and in half of divorces with children, the divorcing wife turns into a vindictive feminazi bitch who is out, quote, to take him for all he's worth. That is, to extract as much money from him as she can in a fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court. Close bracket. She feels entitled to his money, and it's been pumped into her all her life that men are cash machines for women. But for maskless, we know that men have given women science-based medicine, so women now have a life expectancy of 85 years. We gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so women now have a career window of half a century, even for those women who stay at home for a few years while the kids are very small. Maskless then reasoned that now that women can work, they must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and to Maskless, man's slavery is slavery, hence hated and a war issue to Maskless. In short, Maskless are abolitionists who see man's slavery as literally a thousandfold bigger issue than Negro slavery was in the 1800s in the US. At that time, there were several million Negro slaves in the US, whereas today there are several billion man slaves on the planet, so literally a thousandfold larger problem. Maskless are out to liberate these several billion men from man slavery at the hands of fluffy parasites who don't bother to fip up, who don't bother to get career competent educations at high school and college, and expect to be able to parasite off the money and labour of some gullible, stupid, man-slavable man who will work for her for decades of his life, paying for her to sit on her fat, parasitic ass, raising her kids in a middle-class house that he pays for. To have your maskless consciousness raised means, effectively, that you see fluffydom as man-slavery, and man's slavery as slavery, which is something to be hated by the maskless. So we hate fluffies and are at war against them, aiming to wipe them out. And we do that by punishing them severely, by exterminating them, by totally ignoring them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying a slow death until their fluffy manslaving parasite genes are removed from the gene pool. Maskless hate fluffies because they are manslavers. Maskless feel passionately about this for the same kind of reasons why the abolitionists in the northern states of the US felt passionately about the immorality of Negro slavery in the southern states of the US. The immorality of Negro slavery was the root cause of the US Civil War that ended up killing over half a million US soldiers. Maskless have an even greater hatred of the fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts. It's bad enough that these fluffy feminists, in brackets, who are feminists but who still have fluffy expectations of men, still seeing men as cash machines to be robbed and abused in the divorce courts, the real battleground between the sexes in today's world. Close brackets. But they are seen by the maskers to be also hypocrites and genociders. They are hypocrites because they want equal rights with men in the parliaments as feminists, but reject equal obligations with men in not sharing equally the burden of earning the living by not bothering to fip up at high school and college, instead choosing to become fluffy crappers at high school, choosing to study fluffy crap majors that will make them fluffies as adults, and then expect to be able to sexploit some gullible, manslavable man to work for her for decades of his life. Us fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts behave as feminists in the parliaments, but as fluffies, that is, manslavers, in the divorce courts, who then financially massacre one father in four, ripping his kids away from him with a 90% probability, giving his house to his ex-wife so she can raise her kids in it, force him to pay for his kids whom he will barely be allowed to see, lose half his wealth to her, half his stuff, and if his ex-wife is a real fluffy manslaver, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no moral nor legal obligation from the fluffy feminist-controlled court on his ex-wife to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up so she can be a fip for the rest of her life and not continue to parasite off his money and labour until he dies. Maskers have an utter hatred of fluffy feminists who do this to one father in four, ruining his life. It's a war issue to maskers. Maskers feel real passion about this issue and cannot tolerate having a relationship with a woman who does not have the same burning sense of massive gender injustice perpetrated against men in the divorce courts by the hated, fluffy feminist hypocrites and genociders. Maskers see these fluffy feminists as genociders because they have made divorce so toxic for men that they have made marriage and paternity toxic for men. So in many countries now, two-thirds of young men refuse to marry and have kids, so are crashing the birth rate, but in reality are merely reacting to the toxicity of the divorce courts. So maskers see these fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts as indirect genociders who are wiping out whole populations, so have to be stopped with bullets if necessary in a sex war. If a potential girlfriend is not a female maskist, so does not share the maskist hatred against what happens to men in the divorce courts, who does not agree that men should be given the para, that's paternity rejection right, given that women have the mara, so a woman has the legal right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could seriously fuck up her life, but men have no para, so are often forced to pay for a kid he never wanted in the first place, thus manslaving him for decades of his life. Close brackets. Who does not wince at the massive injustice that women have the mara, but men don't have the para, against this massive gender injustice? Then she is no candidate to be a girlfriend for a masculist. Most feminists know nothing about such masculist issues and have been taught by feminism over the past six decades that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men oppress women. So when a passionate masculist who's well informed how women oppress men is confronted with a monoconscious feminazi bigot, MFB, who remains utterly close-minded towards the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street, then inevitably sparks will fly. The maskers will see the MFB as contemptible and utterly rejectable off the bat, and that is what happens. A monoconscious feminist who knows nothing about masculism, who unquestioningly assumes that gender oppression is a one-way street, will misinterpret masculine anger at women as just more male misogyny against women, which utterly misses the masculine point that masculines have very powerful reasons to be very angry and hateful at how women oppress men, manslaving them for decades of men's lives, financially crucifying them in the hated, fluffy, feminist-controlled divorce courts, etc. Thus, to avoid really nasty scenes between a masculist and a monoconscious feminist when they start to interact with each other in an e-dating context, it will become very important to ask both parties where they stand on the feminist-masculist issue. This is analogous to asking both parties whether they are smokers or not. Non-smokers will immediately reject a smoker, and masculists will immediately reject a monoconscious feminist. since the utter clash in their respective gender political attitudes would make any potential relationship doomed from the start. As millions of masculines around the world, as the number of masculines around the world climbs into the millions, and it's probably already in the hundreds of thousands, then in time, women will increasingly become conscious that more and more men are insisting that a potential girlfriend of theirs has to be a female masculist, or these potential girlfriends will be dismissed immediately, off the bat, since masculists want nothing to do with monoconscious feminazi bitches, seeing them as the enemy to be wiped out. In time, most men, especially the quality, smarter men, will have been infected with the masculist virus, having had their masculist consciousness raised by the above very powerful masculist arguments. So that if women want any chance of finding a boyfriend and having a baby, then they will be forced, in capital letters, to adapt to the new gender political reality. That is, that most men have become masculisted, who insist, that is, demand, that a potential girlfriend be a female masculist. Otherwise, she will be swiped left immediately as utterly incompatible, contemptible, and merely hated, seen as manslaving fluffy vermin, the type of woman that the masculists hate and leave rotting on the shelf due to the massive gender injustices that such women inflict on men. Thus, given this rise in the demand, that is, the insistence by men on women to be female masculists, then women will be forced to comply or rot on the shelf. Since women are herd animals, a trait programmed into their DNA, they will adapt and bother to learn masculist ideas or rot on the shelf. Since we men have a monopoly over our sperm, we can force women to be spermless, hence babyless, if women don't raise